Hello.
Hey Daniel.
Yes.
So, can you pull up your original cabbage documents and see if you signed the documents under Blue, under Nile Automotive, or if under Wara?
Hold on one second. You know what? They put my name, Daniel Fikru, and then they have Nile Automotive 6144 Mariam Lane, Mariam, Kansas. But they just used this address instead of my home address. It seems strange.
What address did they use?
The Nile Automotive LLC address. Say
Okay.
Kansas address.
So it looks like they gave the loan then to Nile Automotive, correct? So are the bank statements combined for Wara and Nile Auto?
No, it is separate, but for
Okay.
somehow they're pulling the money out of from that account.
Okay, so we have two options. You option number one, I'd need you to call Cabbage and tell them that they're pulling, since they're pulling out of that account, can we get a payoff letter that is addressed to Wara Inc.? And if we can do that, then that'll solve it right there. If they can just resend you the payoff letter with a different name and address, that'll be
Different
fine.
address to Water Inc. Okay, I can do that.
The other option, this is the secondary option, which would be a lot more trouble, probably a little longer of a process, would be to call Cabbage and have them change the pull from your bank account at Wara to the correct one at Blue Nile. So that's not even a part of Wara whatsoever, because it really isn't. And then, we don't even need the payoff letter from Cabbage, because that's not even a part of the Wara business.
Exactly. So,
Exactly. So, see if you could just do that first and just change the documents, and we can just get around it very easily. Because I'm thinking if they're going to change a bank account number and ACH pull, there's going to be some paperwork and it's going to be a mess.
okay. Let
So,
me try the first option
yeah,
first.
try the first option and call me back. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye bye.